This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Welcome to Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So before we begin the show, I have to do a quick shout out to my mommy Kay. It's her birthday. Happy birthday, mommy. Her real name is Karen, but she's never really gone by Karen. She's always gone by Kay. And I think everybody whose name is Karen right now is kind of like, I wish my name changed. So she goes by Kay, but it's always been Kay. And she's my mommy, so happy birthday. But I thought we would take a quick second to discuss it. She knows I'm very, very open about my relationship with, you know, my mommy and my relationship with my dad and all that. But the mommy relationship is probably one of the most complex, intriguing relationship out there because, you know, we give birth to our babies. Okay? And I'm a mommy, right? And you think that that baby is going to be, you know, forever indebted to you, right? Forever loyal, forever at your side, because they're a piece of you. They're your little pseudopod. It's like I cut off my finger, and here he is, right? You know, because I got two kids. And then, you know, they call you mommy, and you're like, oh my God, you know, and then all of a sudden it starts when they get older, like mom, and then mother, and then they try to call you by your first name, Dahlia. I'm like, did you just call me? Now, I mean, I always said to myself, you know, they could call me by my first name because we're going to be friends. I realized, no. I'm not your friend. You could have tons of friends. You have Snapchat friends. You have IG friends. You have Facebook friends. I'm your mama. And I want to still be called mommy. Now, we love our mommies. We have a bond with our mommies bigger than any other bond out there. But why do moms drive us flipping crazy? See, when I became a mom, I'm like, I'm not going to be like another mom. I'm going to be cool mom. Okay, well, the cooler you try to be, the more annoying you are. See, the reason why kids want to have a distance from their mommies is because we know everything about you. See, with everybody else out there, even dad, you know, dad would come home, right? You'd be like, oh, hi, dad. I was a good girl. I was a good boy. I was really, really good. You know, yay, yeah. And mom's like, well, no. They need whoopings. They need, you know, you're like, gosh, you know, my daddy thinks I'm daddy's little girl. Or, you know, I'm dad's boy and I'm dad's best friend. No. Moms, you can't fool. So your mommy knows everything. So when you're out there with your buddies or your dudes or whatever, you're like, yeah, you know, I was cool, or, you know, yeah, I got, you know, laid, or I got whatever, you know, and mom's listening, no, no, you didn't. You were with us, and, you know, we all went to Disneyland together that weekend. What are you talking about? Mom, shut up. Get out of here, mom. See, moms know everything. You don't want to have somebody in your life that knows everything. The same reason you get sick of your wife and you want distance from your wife is the same reason you want distance from your mother. Okay, on one respect, it's nice to be real with somebody, you know, and have somebody there that really, really knows you, you know, where you don't have to pretend. And if you want to cry or you want to complain about something or you want to air a political view, you could do that with your mommy. Your mommy is supposed to have some sort of a legal committal or agreement that whatever is you just stays between you and them. All right? Where the relationship gets complex is you guys are out in public, and mom goes, oh, yeah, you know, she pooped her diapers, like, you know, till she was 8 or something like that, right? You're like, wait, whoa, whoa, whoa. We have an agreement here, okay? Okay, mommy stuff is just supposed to stay with us. And I've done that too. I will violate the mommy agreement because, you know, my kid's like, Mom, you know, hang out. A bunch of us are hanging out, right? You know, I might have a beer or whatever. And I'm like, oh my gosh, when Stone was a baby. And then all of a sudden, I just lose it. I go from being a cool mom to, like, you know, being, I don't know, like the biggest, you know, hemorrhoid you could ever have. So, you know, it's tricky because, you know, I love my mom. And, you know, people ask, you know, why don't I, you know, live with her? Why don't I spend more time with her? Why don't I go, can you live with your mom? Why can't we live with her mom? Why can't we live with our mommies? We lived in their womb for 9 months. In fact, I was an egg in her ovary when she was like a baby. Right? Because fetuses have eggs already, which means when she was in my grandma's womb, I was there too. I was like, hey, what's up? So you would think, you know, we're kind of used to living with each other. But no. You don't want somebody that remembers your past. You don't want somebody that reminds you of your past, especially if you didn't really like a lot of your past. You don't want somebody who calls you out. You don't want, you know, you want somebody who's like, oh, yeah, you look good. Your mom's gonna, no, that dress makes you look fat, or, you know, your butt looks too big, or you gained weight in that. I mean, your mom's gonna be real. That's what you need your mom for. So I'm having difficulty as a mom, right? You know, trying to be real with my kids, but also trying to be cool. And I'm noticing, you know, my kids are like, you know, mom, go away. Like, but I'm your mommy. I'm your mommy. And so I mean, for those of you guys that have your moms, I don't have my dad anymore. My dad left us when he was 62. He left us the day after the Bush election, actually. This was back in 2004. So I don't have my daddy anymore, so I have my mom. So now my mom has to be both mom and daddy. Really, really difficult when there's a spider in the house, you know, because I'm like, Mom, there's a spider. You know, and she said, what are you looking at me for, right? And we're both like, you know, huddling in the corner, right? Waiting for the man of the house to come. Meanwhile, it's like my kid go, what's going on? Women, what's going on? There's a spider in the house. It blows my kids' minds. I've been really tough. I've been a badass my whole life. I mean, I basically have done things that the average person hasn't done, and I'm pretty resilient, and I work 700-hour weeks and all that, but there could be just a little spider on the wall, and I'm just completely floored. I'm like, I need help. Call SWAT. So if you do have a mommy, tell them you love her. It's okay to say you're a pain in the butt. Moms know they're a pain in the butt, but just don't exclude us, you know, because, again, you still have part of our placenta and our uterus lining, and remember, you know, you came out of our vaginas, so we bond for life, and we will keep reminding you of that. I need to actually do a post on Instagram just to keep my kids in line. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 1st through the 7th is National Blood Donation Week, with September 4th being National Blood Donation Day. We are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. And it could be done with social distancing. You can sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com. Just follow the link to National Blood Donation Week at drdahlia.com. drdahlia.com. Remember, one pint of blood could save 3 lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So as you guys know, this week is National Blood Donation Week. And one of the reasons why we chose this week to be National Blood Donation Week, the first week of September, is because September is National Preparedness Month, but it is also Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. And so with National Blood Donation Week, we kind of remind people and hopefully urge people to donate blood because kids with cancer many times need some units of blood, lots of units of blood. And I thought we should spend some time talking about what is some of the latest going on in research, and I'm so honored to have Dr. Ann Riley, pediatric oncologist at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, here to join us today. Hi, Dr. Riley. Thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, thank you for having me today.
Wow. And I mean, you have one of the most difficult jobs. I mean, you know, people say, gosh, you know, I went into family medicine. That must be so hard. Honestly, those who are in pediatric oncology, you guys have, I think, the toughest job than all of us. How do you do it?
Well, I mean, the kids are just so amazing. I mean, the chance to work with just such amazing kids who show so much strength and resilience while you're treating them is just, it's a privilege, honestly.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And I fall in love with my patients, and I fall in love with the kids. So it really takes, I mean, you know, it takes somebody with a huge heart. So God bless you and your team. So, yes, it's Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. I'm so glad this month exists. September is one of my favorite months for this. You know, tell us some of the latest in terms of advancements in pediatric cancer.
Well, you know, in the past 10 to 15 years, we really are doing much better. Currently, about 84% of children with cancer will survive their cancer. So that's a big difference from back, if you think about back in the 70s when maybe it was 50 or 60% of kids. And a lot of that has come because of new kinds of treatments. You know, we're really, our researchers are really working to find new, more specific treatments with fewer side effects that work better. And it's really making a difference in overall survival of cancer and actually in the experience of having cancer. You know, the decreasing in side effects, both at the time of the treatment and for the long term, really makes a big difference in the quality of a child's life.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And, you know, on my show, we always talk about the rankings of hospitals. And in terms of children's hospitals, Children's Hospital of Philly is always at the top of the list. I mean, you guys have always been at the forefront. You know, do you see, you know, are the majority of your patients local? Or I mean, do you get them not only, you know, from the U.S., but, you know, from abroad as well?
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of local patients, but we do have patients who travel from across the country and from across the world because we see a lot of patients with difficult to treat or rare diseases or with cancers that have failed the first therapy or even the second therapy. And that's something in our hospital that we're really working hard at research for cancers that aren't easily treated, that are very unusual or rare and that require different or more innovative therapies.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I've worked with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society for years because my uncle was 13 when he died of acute lymphoblastic leukemia. And, you know, back then, you know, they were starting to do bone marrow transplants. This was, I believe, in 1955. And like you said, you know, the mortality, unfortunately, was higher. You guys have been working with a new therapy that I believe was pioneered at Children's Philly. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you're talking about CAR T-cell therapy. It's a form of immunotherapy. And in CAR T-cell therapy, you actually take T-cells, which are a kind of white blood cells, from a child who has acute lymphoblastic leukemia. In the laboratory, you sort of engineer those cells, teach those cells to recognize the child's leukemia, and you give them back to the child so that they help the child's immune system kill those leukemia cells. It's a very different way of treating cancer from traditional what you think of as chemotherapy or radiation therapy, and it's proven to be very effective, particularly in those children whose leukemia had already failed traditional therapies. We've been successful in a number of children in treating their leukemia with this therapy, and I think immunotherapy is a form of this new kind of targeted therapies where, you know, therapies are targeted at specific cancers or a specific person's cancer as a way of trying to improve treatment and to decrease side effects.
Oh, exactly. And, yeah, the side effects are just phenomenal in terms of, you know, what you see people go through in terms of chemo and radiation. And so this targeted therapy is fantastic. You know, people always ask me, you know, when their child does go through cancer and does go through treatment, what is their long-term prognosis? Even if they battle the cancer, are they more prone to other medical issues?
Yeah, I mean, it's very dependent on the treatment that the children get, but we do worry about long-term treatments. You know, some of the cancer therapies that we have are still kind of rough, and they do cause some long-term effects, some maybe trouble with organs like hearts or liver. Some children suffer with infertility or trouble with their growth. A small number of patients who are treated with cancer will end up getting a second cancer at some point. So the long-term effects are significant, and a lot of our research is really directed at trying to reduce those long-term effects.
Exactly. And maybe this CAR T-cell will hopefully minimize some of that. We are speaking to Dr. Ann Riley, pediatric oncologist at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. You know, we do a lot of fundraising for various sorts of, you know, charities out there. And it's a startling number at the percentage of money that might go to pediatric cancer research as opposed to adults. And, I mean, we want the money to go to any sort of research. But I was shocked when I learned that only only 4% of all cancer funding goes to pediatric cancer research. Why is that?
You know, I'd love to know that myself because I think it should be higher. I mean, there will be about 11,000 children in the United States this year under the age of 15 who get cancer. Mm-hmm. I think relative to adults, that's a small number, and so maybe that's part of the problem. But you see, children are so different. They need different kinds of treatments. They need different therapies, and you're treating a child who hopefully has a long life ahead of them. So I agree. We're really working hard to increase the amount of funding that comes in for pediatric cancer research because the funding, it really turns directly into the research that really directly affects the children. It's very important.
Absolutely. And, you know, if your team could later email me, foundations you work with so that, you know, we could help, you know, promote on our end. I think what you guys do is amazing. So, you know, where do we go from here? Unfortunately, cancer still afflicts us. We don't have a cure for cancer. Cancer's chaotic. Cancer will outsmart things. But I got to tell you, we've definitely been starting to get a grip. What do you see, you know, in the future?
Well, I think that, you know, the research for the past, you know, 5 to 10 years has really moved things forward. And I think we're in a phase of, you know, rapid development. If we can keep the research going, we're at a point right now where new therapies are coming online fairly quickly. And I'm very hopeful that 5 years from now, cancer therapy for children is not going to look the way it does even now. And I think we just need to really push the research and really support the research and try to come up with these new therapies as quickly as we can.
Mm-hmm. You know, years ago when my son was, I think, 7 years old, he had put something in the microwave and he stood in front of it, you know, covering his, you know, jewels. And I asked him, what was he doing? And he goes, well, I don't want to get cancer. And, you know, you and daddy were talking about microwaves. And I'm like, no, microwaves don't cause cancer. But apparently, you know, kids are actually listening to parents and they're trying to protect certain vitamins. You think it'd protect his heart, but that's what he did. You know, parents obviously are concerned about some of the highest causes of cancer. What are you seen is besides genetics, what are some environmental things we need to stay away from with kids?
You know, in general, we haven't been able to identify a lot of environmental things that are associated with pediatric cancer, certainly not at the level with adults. So we know with adults, if you smoke or have a lousy diet or those kinds of things, that those can affect your cancer risk. In children, those lines are much more difficult to draw, and so we don't really see a direct effect right now of diet or those kinds of things on cancer risk. That being said, I think you should always strive for a great diet because it has lots of other positive health effects. But it is part of the research that we're doing to try and figure out why does one child get cancer and not the kid next door? We don't truly know that yet.
Exactly. You know, in the last minute, you guys not only spend time with the child, but you also support the families. How do you do that?
Well, we have, you know, we're fortunate at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. We have a large psychosocial team with a lot of experts, social workers, child life specialists, creative art therapists, chaplains, you know, people who are there not only to help the children get through the business of having cancer, but to get their families through it, their brothers and sisters, their parents, help them get through their own psychological distress, and then also be able to help the child get through. So it really takes a large team to be able to take care of a family of a child with cancer.
Oh, gosh, so true. How can people find you or learn more?
Well, come to our website. It's Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, chop.edu/cancer, chop.edu/cancer. Lots of information about cancer, about research, and ways to support the children and the research.
Oh, my gosh. Dr. Riley, God bless you and your team. Thank you for all you do. Can't wait to have you back on.
Well, thank you so much for having me talk today.
Anytime. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The ADP private payrolls report showing the U.S. added 428,000 private sector jobs in August, well up from the July number. Paul Hickey of Bespoke Investments telling CNBC the August total is well short of the 1.6 million that analysts had expected, but it's going in the right direction, and he says Wall Street's indexes continue to run strong.
Strongest 3 months we've seen since at least 1999. So the recession that started in February is over for all intents and purposes.
Yesterday, President Trump made such a visit. Now, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and his wife Jill will travel to Kenosha, Wisconsin tomorrow to hold a community meeting to address unrest in that city since the police shooting of Jacob Blake. And you're listening to USA Radio News. America's top diplomat again hammering China's government.
The Chinese Communist Party has implemented a system of opaque approval processes designed to prevent American diplomats from conducting regular business, attending events, securing meetings, and connecting with the Chinese people.
Speaking this morning in Washington, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo also said the Beijing government continues to threaten academic freedom and human rights within its own borders, and it's also been bullying its neighbors.
From the Taiwan Strait to the Himalayas and beyond, the Chinese Communist Party is engaged in a clear and intensifying pattern of bullying its neighbors.
German officials say Russian dissident Alexei Navalny was poisoned with a chemical nerve agent. The 44-year-old critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin being treated in Germany after becoming ill while flying a little over a week ago. Government officials say he was poisoned by an agent that has been used in other cases involving Russian dissidents. And this is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just
all right,
so
we are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So before we move further with any further broadcasts, I've been a little bit overwhelmed by some of your responses to me when I have been applauding a governor, whether they're Republican or Democrat, for their support of National Blood Donation Week. And I know this is not going to be a very popular segment, but I need you guys to back the heck off. I am a little bit frustrated with how many of you guys are really starting to become manipulated by the whole political game, such that you're going to start coming after me. Really? Really? I mean, okay, I get this is going to be a very difficult year. I get this is a difficult time. I get that there are some Democratic or Republican governors that have been making decisions in your respective states that are not very popular. I get that we have a president that some people love and some people hate. I know that we have a Democratic candidate that some people love and some people hate. And because we haven't had sports, and I've been waiting till September 10th comes as much as any of you because I love football, which, by the way, you guys are giving me crap. Some of you gave me crap for watching the Golden Knights game, okay? Don't get me started on that, okay? Okay, I love sports. All right? I don't care about politics. I understand that there's been, you know, political divides, but, okay, leave me alone. I'm going to watch sports and back the heck off. But despite what's going on this year with COVID and people out of work and all the turmoil, okay, I need to get things done. I'm a doctor, I'm a journalist, I'm a broadcaster, and I have been asked for years to help with our blood donation shortage because as a doctor, I was so grateful that when I said type and cross 2 units or hand me some O negative, I would get it in my hand. I would have the bags there. And when I hear that blood banks are like, look, we're in trouble, all right? We are in trouble. All those schools that would host drives, all those universities who would host drives, all those businesses that would host drives aren't doing it now, okay? I have a job, and so my job on this earth, it was to give birth to 2 boys who are like, Mom, leave me alone, okay? All right? It was also to have a bunch of cats, try to rescue some animals. It was to keep a husband happy, which, Lord knows, not with the food and the sex, but hopefully I keep him happy somehow. But my job to me on this earth is, you know what? Let's try to come up with a process such that we could hopefully continually have blood. So we came up with National Blood Donation Week. And it, thank God it's taken off and it's good. But in order for me to do that, I've had to work with blood banks, who, by the way, aren't competitive, and they didn't have any of this catty BS, and I had to work with governors. I had to work with governors like Governor Evers, Governor Whitmer, Governor Sisolak, as well as Democratic governors, or Republican governors. And so, you know, the other day we got a proclamation from Governor Steve Sisolak, and I understand there's been a lot of issues with what's going on in our state, and he might not be very popular right now, but he does support health care in our city. And even if I don't agree with a lot of things that happened with the shutdown, all right, I need the governor's support for our health care sector. And one governor supporting a blood donation day throughout this National Blood Donation Week helps spur other support from other governors because we need this united. We got Governor Ivey in Hawaii. We have governors all over involved with this. Some governors, their offices were closed or non-essential or whatever, proclamation suspended. But in order to make this happen, I need everybody involved. And so if I have any political leanings, you know, I put it to the side because who cares when it comes to a life? I mean, I told you guys, when I did ER, if I had somebody with a swastika on their chest, it couldn't matter. And it didn't matter. It's a life. I just looked at it going, well, this guy has some, you know, who knows, you know, issues. And I still took care of him. If I hesitated, I don't deserve to be a doctor. Those of us in the medical field have to always put our personal beliefs, our personal feelings, our personal wants aside. Why do you think doctors get UTIs all the time? Because they never pee. They're like, you know what, I got to pee, but I got one more patient. Or I can't pee now. We can't pee. So we get a UTI. We get exposed to tuberculosis. We get exposed to COVID. We get exposed to flu. All right, we come last. My kids never came first. The patients did. I'd get to the office at 6 a.m. I wouldn't leave till 6, 7 at night. I gave birth to my kid in residency, and I brought him with me to work in residency. I breastfed him during classes and lectures and all that. I mean, my kids knew that mommy's a doctor first. And I hate to say that because I'm a mom. I'm supposed to be a mommy first, and that's kind of what I was designed to be. You know, my uterus and vagina really doesn't help the whole medical community as much as it helped giving birth, but I'm a doctor. I pledged my life to health care, and so that's what I'm going to do. So as a physician or a nurse, nurse practitioner, PA, chiropractor, pharmacist, respiratory therapist, massage therapist, acupuncturist, homeopath, naturopath, all of us, osteopath, all of us, when we decide to put years and years into training and put thousands upon thousands of dollars into education and lose our whole youth, you lose your 20s, right? You know, and stink of formaldehyde. And then, you know, have to be basically shackled to bureaucracy and rules and licensing regulations and all that. You know, you're doing it for a higher cause. And I'm telling you guys right now, there's a higher cause than politics. And I know it's going to get ugly the next month or two. The next 2 months are going to be brutal. If you thought it was bad now, it's going to be worse. We're going to see naked statues of Trump and Biden again. We're going to be hearing about dementia. We're going to be hearing about, you know, Lilygate. We're going to be hearing about, it is going to be brutal. But do not, okay, and I'm going to be selfish here, don't give me any crap if you see me try to work with a governor or a state official or a president or whatever that doesn't agree with your politics. I got bigger fish to fry. After National Blood Donation Week, I got to get this ban on gay men donating blood off the books. It's stupid. It's ridiculous because heterosexuals can have HIV. All right. And I'm just not really wanting to put up with your stuff. Okay. And I'm sorry. Okay. It's a rough year and I want to be there and I understand. People want to know how I feel politically and they want to know that I have their back and they want to know that their feelings towards, let's say, Obamacare or Medicare for All or free college or anti-shutdown or anti-mask or pro-mask is justified. And I get it. And I've given you guys my opinions. You know, I think a lot of the masks we're wearing aren't doing jack diddly squat, but I do think it's a barrier. I think it protects the person. I think it protects not only the wearer, but the wearer. And so, you know what? Fine. I'm fine with it. You know, am I fine with the way everything was shut down and what's happening to business? Oh, hell no. We have got to reopen business as soon as possible, and we need to open more hospitals, and we need to add more PPE. In fact, California, and I don't want anybody jumping on my throat for this one, but apparently California wants to legislate that there's a mandatory 45-day PPE in every hospital. If I show any support of that, and you guys get mad that I'm supporting Newsom, just, I don't even want to hear it, okay? Because I want hospitals to get PPE. So if you want to know where I politically stand with the patient. Okay? If that's Republican, if that's Democrat, so be it. But I am pro-patient. I'm pro-America. I'm pro an economy that works. I am pro-education. I am pro-law enforcement. I am anti-racism. I am anti-injustice and pro-social justice. I don't know what political party that falls under, but my guess is an independent. So then fine, call me that. But, you know, we got work to do. And for those of you that are about to get entrailed in this fight and lose family members and lose friends and lose co-workers because they're going to vote for Trump or Biden, just stop for a second because the election ends November 3rd. Well, maybe in this case it doesn't end till 2021 because I think it's going to be a big cluster with the post office and everything that they're trying to do in the mail-in ballots, but that's neither here nor there. But you do not let politics override what's important and basic human instincts and human duties. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So good news for Maryland businesses as Governor Larry Hogan has announced as of yesterday that all businesses in Maryland will be allowed to reopen with some capacity restrictions starting later this week. So as we are slowly finishing the first week of September, it's been about 6 months where many businesses have had to stay closed. And so for this move and it to take Maryland, and this is Governor Larry Hogan, who's Republican, a lot of businesses are like, thank the Lord and praise and hallelujah. Hogan's order to move into the third phase of reopening starting this Friday includes movie theaters, indoor concert venues. They will be able to reopen, according to The Hill, at a maximum 50% capacity or 100 people, whichever is smaller. So for those of you thinking, yay, we'll go to a Justin Bieber concert, not if he's not going to open it up for 100 people. So 100 people max. Outdoor venues will be able to operate with a maximum of 200 people. Houses of worship will be able to expand to 75%. As many of you know, we have the Jewish holidays coming up. And, you know, for many people, the Jewish holidays are, some people, they go to temple regularly. Others don't. They go once a year for the Jewish holidays. And sometimes we see a 200,000% increase in attendance. And, unfortunately, many of the synagogues have had to do reservations and had to max. And so, unfortunately, people had to put their name down, and there's going to be people turned away that can't go. So at least with Maryland, houses of worship will be able to expand to 75%. Local governments will be allowed to keep the current restrictions in place for longer if they choose. So if, but he has allowed all businesses to open. The order is aimed at allowing more businesses to open for the Labor Day weekend. Hogan cautioned that residents should not let down their guards. He said moving it to stage three does not mean the crisis is behind us, and we must remain vigilant so that we can keep Maryland open for business. So his roadmap for recovery, according to The Hill, does not necessarily have specific benchmarks for moving it to different phases, but is instead based on testing capacity, contact tracing, supply of PPE, and hospital capacity. But Hogan said on Tuesday that the state's infection statistics have improved in every county. Their statewide positivity rate has been under 5% for 68 consecutive days, under 4% for 24 consecutive days. And this is something the governors need to look at because, if you aren't having an increase in, if you're actually having a decrease in positivity rate, meaning how many people take the test that turn out positive, businesses are like, when can we open? And this is what was kind of hard. The businesses that were closed weren't just the ones where there was actual evidence of COVID spread. You had little small mom and pop neighborhood shops that probably had no COVID cases at all that have been a casualty of this. And it's a shame. Hogan said the state has seen a continued and sustained drop in cases per 100,000 people, which is a metric many states are using as part of their travel restrictions. Hogan has used the low infection rates to push schools to reopen for in-person classes. Every county school system had the authority to reopen for in-person learning, but public schools are starting their year online. So, in-person instruction might not really come into play until 2021. Right now, a lot of schools are having a hybrid. Now, California, unfortunately, a lot more backlash, a lot more controversy. This new tiered system, people are still having issues with. And critics say the system in California does not take into account that some businesses can operate safely, even in counties with relatively high numbers of COVID cases. It hits some businesses harder than others, even when it appears they perform similar services. So according to San Diego County Supervisor Jim Desmond, he said while certain businesses are allowed to open, many others continue to be greatly limited, hampered, or even closed. The state continues to change targets and move the goalposts. So, how I think California and Nevada and other states are doing it is, look, if you have a county where your county isn't, full of COVID cases and, you guys have a low positivity rate, you guys could reopen. The problem is the biggest counties of the states, right, like L.A. County and or Orange County and California or Clark County or Washoe County in Nevada, I mean, obviously those counties are going to have number cases. So that means if you have a business in any place but rural, you're still screwed. California, they say gyms remain closed in the most restrictive category, but smaller operations could operate safely and enforce social distancing. Theme parks must, still stay shut. While Legoland is apparently still shut, but SeaWorld San Diego can reopen under the zoos and museum category. So SeaWorld San Diego started zoo days. Then there's manicurists. They can't work indoors. Manicures have to be outside in the heat, but hair salons can reopen. So in California, they say it's making no sense to us. Michael Vogt, board chairman of the Pro Nails Association. So you're having people outside doing that. And again, you know, where are the medical experts? Where is this coming from? Why would a manicurist have to work outside in the heat, which, by the way, the wind doesn't help? Okay, you know, when you're getting your nails done, you're getting the little sparklies and little rhinestones added to the nails, and all of a sudden there's a gust of wind, that doesn't help. Yet, you know, hair salons couldn't reopen. Well, why? Well, because Nancy Pelosi had to get her hair done. So you saw Nancy Pelosi, there's a lot of backlash because she wasn't wearing a mask, and, oh boy, people are mad. And it just like what happened with Governor Sisolak in the restaurant, it's, you know, when people are hurting and they can't open business, you know, the last thing they want to see is their government representatives, you know, being able to still be able to get a nice haircut or a meal or whatever. So it's, people are frustrated. They're frustrated. So under the new guidelines announced by Governor Gavin Newsom last week, there's a four-tiered color-coded system based on the rates of coronavirus cases in each of the counties, California 58 counties. Counties in most of the state, like metropolitan Los Angeles, part of the San Francisco Bay Area, are still in the most severe category. Counties aren't allowed to move to a less restrictive tier for 21 days to make sure their COVID-19 case trend isn't worsening. And then I think once you are moved into that tier, I think you still have to stay idle for 2 weeks. So, you know, there's a grill in Reading where apparently you weren't able to have indoor seating in restaurants. But in Reading, the northern part of the state, one restaurant was able to allow indoor seating at 50% capacity. So restaurants are slowly starting to reopen in some places because it fell into the moderate or orange category. So they're doing the mask thing, sanitation, washing their hands, distancing the tables, but opening at half capacity. Everybody's like, look, you see what we did? The problem is a restaurant opening at half capacity, they're still at a loss. If you can't have volume, you're still screwed. So what's frustrating a lot of people is, you know, you might have a governor or a state official say, okay, you know what, we're going to let you reopen. Now give us a break for the next month or two. Even the reopening is just not, we talked about this, you know, back in March and April. I said, you know, like, you know, for we have, you know, salons. We had two salons. We have them still in Nevada. And if we had to, you know, reopen with such severe restrictions, we were thinking, well, we'll just keep them closed. It just doesn't make sense to, you know, but we instead, because we actually were never, you know, super, super busy, the restrictions were basically the same as we've always been operating. We never really had more than, you know, two or three people in the salon, the whole salon, the whole time, at any time. So it worked for us. But for other people, where they rely on 20 people being in the salon, not working. So, you know, a lot of arbitrary rules and not making sense why SeaWorld could open but not Legoland. I don't know. I like Legoland. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made-in-the-USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.